now listening to Back in a Day with John and Jay.
Back in the day.
Where we all talk about those retro movies, music, and games that we all grew up with.
Movies.
Toys, and all the other possibilities. We talk about the old movies, not the new movies. The motherfucking old movies.
Older the better.
That's right, the ones from the 80s and maybe 90s.
Exceptions.
No way. All day, back in the day, with John and Jay.
Jason Scherter, John Brunner, come at you.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, everybody.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
So glad you're here. Back in the day with John and Jay, and I'm John Brickner.
And I'm Jason Scherter. This is number 13.
Episode Lucky 13.
And my name is Jason, but it's not Friday, so fuck off.
It's not Friday. And today, we're going to talk about a really, really funny 90s movie.
Amazing.
Really
fucking
good.
Fucking Walt Disney
movie. This is a movie we watched a lot as a kid. And I'll tell you what.
And I watch even more as an adult. Yeah.
That's right. Cool Runnings, everybody.
Fuck I didn't it. Know four black dudes in a bobsled can make you blush.
There were so many great lines. And again, this is one of these movies that John Candy played a really good supporting role.
He did, man. I like him at first.
Earl Blitzer.
Earl Blitzen.
You're on the air, Sled God.
Freaking love it. Yeah, so's the toilet.
Dude, that part is fucking iconic, man.
Yeah, bobsled's an easy thing. Yeah so's the toilet.
You know, your bones don't break in a bobsled. No. They shatter.
If I got to take one of these beer sleds to do it, then dude, so be it.
Yeah, dude, this is one of those great quotable movies from the 90s where it's...
Same year as The Sandlot, dude, 93. That's,
okay.
But, you know, like, I like it. I think it's funny that we, like, dude, these, like, we obviously, we love the 80s, but we grew up in the 90s, dude.
Yeah. This may be a primarily 80s channel or podcast, but I'd say that the 90s, definitely, there's a lot of stuff.
A lot of influenced us.
A lot of stuff on there.
Oh, dude, what do you got? You got this. You got, like, Metallica's best-selling album ever. Is that right?
Which one? Metallica? The Black Album? Yeah. I was more of a Ride the Lightning guy, but...
I only like to do that in my bedroom.
Ride the Lightning.
My wife likes to Ride the Lightning.
Ride the snake.
And then she masters the puppet. And at the end, there's justice for us all.
Oh my God. How many sexual puns can we make with Metallica songs?
But then she's on birth control, so kill them all. I guess.
So kill them all.
So, my wife's going to be. She always rolls her eyes whenever she listens to this shit. She loves our podcast, so I really appreciate her.
So basically, this movie is based on a true story, if no one knew that. This is about the first ever Jamaican bobsled team and their trials and tribulations on being in a winter sport in a country primarily a summer
Olympic game country. And also, it's about them working with John Candy in real life.
Yeah. Did they work with John Candy? Did they? Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
That'd be hilarious. John Candy's a real coach, dude. What the fuck did he not do?
John Candy can do everything,
man. Did I miss that, dude, so much,
he can run a camp. Dude, he can do everything.
He can sidekick in space.
Sidekick in space. He could help with the kids, you know.
He was a soldier.
Remember
the Stripes, dude?
Yeah, Stripes, yeah. Dude.
We played an uncle.
Yeah, he's literally the do-all master of everything.
He was amazing. He was a John Hughes go-to.
Yeah, he was the staple.
He was so good, man. Mm-hmm. But, like, in this dude, like, him playing the coach where he had no interest at all.
Yeah.
And this dude's like, yeah, well, your dad ran in 10. Well, I run it in 9.
I run it in 9.9.
Boom, bitch.
It's like, drop bomb, mic, dude. Mic drop, motherfucker.
Yeah, don't fucking tell me shit.
Don't tell me how fast I can run. Boom.
I'm just going for one run.
Here's the thing, though. You know, 9.9 ain't shit now. 9.9 ain't shit. A lot of these guys running at 9.65 now or 9.7, the 100-meter dash. So 9.9 ain't fucking shit now.
That's crazy.
That's funny how sports have kind of evolved like
and
that.
And we talked about that last week on because of Babe Ruth, dude.
Yeah.
Because, like, the advancements in technology, I think, help people hit a little bit farther today.
Oh, yeah. Just strength and conditioning in general has really come a long way. Yeah, because, and even in 30 years.
Because you said he ate hot dogs and shit all the time.
Dude, Babe Ruth was the biggest, fattest fucker there was.
That's
man.
What I'm saying. We could be Babe Ruth, dude.
We could be Babe Ruth.
We're two babes Ruthing.
You think Babe Ruth could hit a fucking slider or a fucking cutter fastball from a Dominican kid? No. Nope.
But you know what? The balls back then weren't made like the ones today.
There's so much. The technology is, yeah.
It's like a golf ball. That's true. Yeah, take a golf ball back then. Dude,
imagine trying to play golf with those clubs back then.
And the balls. Oh, those balls.
Yeah.
Oh, should I take the one that has dimples or the one that has dimples?
Let's just, you know what they did for a tee? They just put a mound of dirt on the fucking ground.
I saw that. Like Mickey Mouse. Man.
Yeah.
Mickey
yeah.
Mouse did that.
You ever watched the movie Greatest Game Ever Played with Shia LaBeouf?
No.
Oh, dude. Fucking amazing movie.
Was that Tin Cup? The other one?
Oh, Tin Cup. That's a good movie,
that's
too.
That's one with Will Smith, right?
That's Bagger Vance, yeah.
I want to watch all those, dude. Instead, I watch dirty movies with people that have mounds of ass getting slammed all the time.
For reference, the 100-meter world record is 9.58 seconds.
That's fucking crazy. Who's by? Is it by a Jamaican?
I think it's Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt is fucking nuts, man.
I mean, what an appropriate name for a is he from Jamaica, ironically enough?
I don't know, man. Let's look it up.
I don't know. I'm not entirely sure. I mean, kind of full circle.
I think I found, because he was.
He is. He's from Jamaica. Yeah, that's hilarious. That's what we're talking about, that. And he holds the world record for the 100 meters.
I think his inspiration was when when security was trying to chase him down. I think that's what happened. Get back here! 9.58.
9.58.
Because if I'm ever running, you better run too, man.
But if you think about it, at the time, using sprint track runners to do maneuver a bobsled was kind of ingenious at the time. I don't think that's ever been done.
It is, but you got to worry about the footwork.
You got to worry about the footwork.
And the other day, use a tunnel. No, Joe did.
Yeah.
Dude, we were at Asian. Joe goes, because it was slippery. Joe goes, use your toes.
Use your toes.
Use your toes.
Grip with your toes.
I'm he's, right sitting there, he's sitting there dancing by the bocce.
What does Sanka say? He's like, move over, are you?
Move over. Let the ice roster.
The ice roster show you how it's done. Ah, he fucking falls. Dude, Sanka, you dead? Yeah, man. Sanka was like the comedy relief in this movie, and he plays it fucking brilliantly in this.
Oh, Dougie Doug is amazing.
Oh, Dougie dude. Doug was, oh my
he was
God.
He was in Class Act with Kid and Play. Oh, he was in a lot of movies.
Yeah, he was in a lot of those.
He was in, what was it, Popsicle, I think his name was. Popsicle. So it's because he's cool, but he's sloppy. Something like that. He was like Whoopi's little brother or something, man. That's what he looked like.
Junior Bebba. What's so funny? That's Buckingham Palace.
If you're going to live there, you better marry the queen.
Turn that hot plate off. You're sticking up the whole joint. Dude, I could talk Jamaican, and like it's just so much fun. I love it. It's great. It's not culturally inappropriate, all right?
Not yet.
Not yet. Give us time. Give us a little time.
Too late.
Too late. Dynamite dropping, Monty. You could go now, Sanka. Oh, too late.
Dude, it's such a good movie. Hey, you want to kiss my egg? I ain't kissing no egg. Dude, this movie, like, no joke, if you haven't seen this movie, it's definitely, it's on Disney Plus.
That's right.
Which, dude, if you don't have Disney Plus,
what's wrong with you?
What is wrong, dude? Yeah, no joke, because there's so many good ones on there.
I get it free with my Verizon subscription, or my Verizon plan. So
that's awesome.
That rules, yeah.
I get HBO Max for free with my AT&T.
I get that with my cable.
But Hulu?
I do have cable still.
With Hulu, I got the Disney Plus Hulu.
You get the bundle or whatever?
ESPN package.
Yeah.
It was only like $5 more.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Dude, all the Star Wars, all the Marvel. You get Cool Runnings. You get...
Yeah.
Dude, I watched Jungle to Jungle the other day.
Oh, man. Mimisiku, right?
Mimisiku.
Oh, my God. We got to do that.
Come on, baboon.
We'll do that movie one time.
Come on, baboon. Martin Short in it, dude.
See, I like all the old 60 Disney movies because that's what my mom grew up on, and I got to watch all those.
One with Don Knotts.
All those Don Knotts movies, like Herbie the Love Bug, and
I like Herbie, but I didn't watch. I watched Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang's awesome. Yes, that's a good one.
Big Man. Dick Van Dyke was amazing.
I was like, Dick Van Dyke, the scene where he does that whole, that huge dance routine.
Oh, when he's a doll?
Yeah, no.
Or Toot Sweets.
Not Toot Sweets. My Old Bamboo. My Old Bamboo. Family Guy made fun of it. Of course, he makes fun of everything, but it's Me Old Bamboo. It's the same guys who wrote, and you've seen Mary Poppins, right? That's one of my all-time favorites. Fuck yeah,
dude. That's a staple.
The same two brothers that wrote the songs for Mary Poppins wrote for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, too.
That makes a lot of sense.
If you listen to it, it's the same kind of melodies and Dick stuff. Van Dyke. So, yeah, Dick Van Dyke.
Supercalifragilistic, lick your mama's pussy.
How long have you been sitting on that?
A couple seconds.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking about it. What, man? Not on my mom's
pussy. No. On that word.
But no, My favorite dude, and what really showed, and I know we're not working off topic, but what really showed Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and like Dick Van Dyke's how good of a fucking an amazing dancer slash singer slash actor was when he does the truly scrumptious dance as a doll at the end to get the children.
Yep.
Dude, him being a doll, I believed he was a fucking doll.
Yeah.
He looked so believable.
And
you didn't have that fucking effects you do today.
Dude. If you were to like take the all time best physical comedians or physical actors of all time, you know, it's like John Ritter, and you got, you know, guys like, and then Dick Van Dyke, man, is the ultimate. I think he was a clown in his early years too. He was a professional clown. And so, but although his British accent, Mary Poppins, was not very good, but I think it gave him more endearingness to him. If you know,
to be honest, dude, I hate to say this, but when I was a kid,
please,
I didn't like Rodney Dangerfield.
Okay,
really? I didn't care for him when I was a kid. Because I was just like, dude, his eyes are going weird. He's just weird eyes.
that made him funnier, though.
Dude, but as an adult, I fucking love Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, yeah,
and I didn't like Dick Van Dyke, dude. I didn't.
Really?
As a kid, I didn't. I just was like, he looks... Like, I don't know if he just because he danced and shit all the time. I'm like, this smug fuck. When I was like, you know, when I was a kid. But now, dude, like, you learn to appreciate the artistic ability of like how well he did everything and how he sang and how he danced and did all that shit, dude, before you had special effects or could do anything like that. The dude was just a master of his craft. My opinion.
You have to worry about Big Baldy over there.
Am I too late?
Hey guys, I'm at you.
He tripped me too, you know.
He tripped me too, you know.
But in case you didn't look around, there's nobody else here.
You get your name on the Wheaties box.
I'm on it by myself, right? No, you're on it with me.
You're on with me.
But that's all right. You said no, and that's all right. You said no,
that's all right. Because I don't need you.
Everybody's going to want to be on my bobsled team. Listen, Star. You don't have to hand me a bunch of lines.
Dude.
You have to do is say, Sanka. You're my best friend.
We've been through a whole heap. I've been through a whole heap together.
And I really need you.
Okay, you're right, Saka. You are my best friend. And we've been through a whole lot together. Heap. Sorry, man. Heap. And I really, really need you. And I really, really need you.
So you're going to do it.
So you do it? Forget it. No. Oh, that push cart race in the beginning is so funny, man. It's just
I'm going to go home and take a hot bath. I'm getting cold thinking about all this ice.
Ice? Eskimos and penguins and igloos and ice? That would be my same reaction.
Did you know what I love about this movie, dude? Is we're already, what, like almost 13 minutes over into the thing.
Yeah.
And we have still only been 6 or 7 minutes into the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so quotable. It's so good, dude.
So oh, good. Man. When they go, I think they're in Montreal for that Winter Olympics.
Yeah, it's Canada.
And they're in Canada. And holy shit.
When he puts all the clothes on in the bag.
I would have had the same fucking reaction. We're up here in Northern Ohio, so we do know a little bit about winters up here. And it's like, fuck that noise. What, you guys cold? It's not so much the heat that'll kill you, it's the humidity.
I like it when he's in the fucking ice cream cart, dude. And he breaks off one of his dreads, dude. Get the fuck out of here. He's like, I'll say it again. Cold endurance is key.
Cold endurance.
He's like something like that. Oh. Oh, man.
Those East German guys really gave it to him, though.
Yeah. Well, you got to have a protagonist.
You have to have somebody. Yeah.
And you know what? Like, it just, hey, number four turns scary.
I forget what the guy's name was, actually. Yule or not Yule, it's like Connor Yule or something. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, Brule or something.
Brule, yeah, that's it. He's just like, of course they gotta use
the Yasek Brule.
They got Yasek Brule. That's
what I think it is.
Yeah, of course they gotta use the East Germans because, you know, communism. Because
oh, yeah, is that before the Berlin Wall?
Yeah, it's before it fell, okay. I think. Or maybe.
It's supposed to be?
It's supposed to be the East Germans, I think.
Number 4 turns scary.
Very
huh?
scary. Hey, Jamaica. Number 4 turns scary. Ooh.
Hey, Jamaica, is he going to tuck you in tonight, too?
He pushes him down.
Coach, gotta pee.
Gotta
hold
pee.
It.
Hold it.
What do you mean, hold it?
Hold it.
Hold it. Yeah.
We're not bobsledding yet.
Oh, yes we are. He pushes him down. Coach. He keeps turning around, dude. Seeing him turn
Sanka,
around, dude.
Every scene with Sanka in it is it's just fucking gold, man. It's amazing. Like, he really, like... And you know what? He's also the voice of reason, too. He's not just there for comic relief. Like, at one point where, you know, he kind of loses sight of the team.
Or Therese.
Yeah, Therese loses sight of the team, and he wants to be more like the Swedes or whatever.
The Swiss.
That's it, the Swiss.
We're not the dumb Swiss.
We're not the damn... Oh, it's all that Giants nonsense that got us all nervous in the first place. And...
Well, he's his best friend, dude.
Yeah, and he...
And sometimes you need that.
You need that. And he's like I say, he's not just the goof in the movie. He's also, like, the relatable, like, voice of reason. Like, hey, this is... We gotta be us. We gotta be ourselves, you know? It's like...
Therese was so worried about being...
Being something he... Yeah, just being a champion.
Be your...
Yeah, be yourself. That's what got you here. You know, that's really all what it's about, so...
Yeah, you know, and that shows you right there, sometimes you need friends to keep you grounded, dude. You do. Yeah. Sometimes you need to... You lose sight of shit when you're on your own, and you need a friend to just be like, hey, listen, motherfucker, this is how it works.
Yeah, yep.
And they're the only ones that can call you motherfucker without you getting mad.
What's the part? He's just like... He goes... Something asked to see your ding-a-ling. I can't believe they...
Since Julie Jeffrey asked to see your ding-a-ling.
I was like, wait, they left that in a Disney movie. I was like, holy crap.
Oh, dude, there's some worse stuff.
There is some worse stuff.
Like, Pirates of the Caribbean has a lot of shit.
Oh, that's true.
Since Julie Jeffrey asked to see your ding-a-ling.
I mean, like, in the 90s.
I think,
like,
he said it really fast. Where
he did say it. Well, in the edited version, they edited it out, but...
That's terrible.
They do, dude.
Listen, we've been best friends since Julie Jeffrey asked to see your ding-a-ling.
Oh, man. I have pride. Power. You're a badass mother who don't take no crap off of nobody.
Say it again.
I say that to myself in the mirror every day before I get going.
I do when I'm taking a piss. You're a badass junior.
You look at badass junior.
You're a badass junior Bevel.
Badass junior Bevel. You looking at your dick when you're saying that?
Yeah, you... Man, he don't own you. You tell your papa.
That dad.
You act like he the whole world.
You act like he the whole world.
Oh, that's from, like, fucking...
Yeah, what is that
from? I think it's from Little Mermaid, isn't it?
Is it?
He think he the whole world or something.
Oh, Sebastian.
Yeah.
The dad's like, you coming home, fool. Kid's like, nah, G, I'm cool.
He had to stick up to him, man. Every once in a while... Dude, if you're an adult, it's whatever. But he was a spoiled adult, and that's what...
Was.
But you know what? He wasn't an asshole about it, which was really cool that he...
Yeah, he was really respectful, but he was stern. He's just like, no, Dad, I'm an adult, and I'm going to stay right here.
I am a man.
Olympian.
And an Olympian. And I'm staying right here.
I'm staying right... And that's like probably the first time he ever stuck up for himself.
You see the dynamic change between him and
Yul Brynner. Yeah. Yeah.
You see the dynamic change because you go from being
a pushover,
to where Yul wanted to kill him because he got him out of the Olympics, to where he's like, you know what? You're a badass mother.
Badass mother. Junior. Come on, Jamaica. Say something. No problem. Man.
That's the best part.
That's a good part, man.
Sorry, little missy. Yip-ki-yay!
He's trying to learn line dancing.
They're so good. Howdy, partner.
Howdy, partner.
Dude, dude, this movie just, it's amazing. If you haven't seen it, if you haven't seen it, watch it. If you have seen it, watch it again. Show your damn kids. So I'm telling you what, dude, like I said, it's Disney. It's amazing. It's got great messages in it. So quotable. Yeah. Dude, it's just so good.
It's crazy. Like, okay, they had that old rickety ass sled, but they made it look so good. Like, that looks like a professional paint job. Like, damn, dude. Like, that looked like a pro. And they did it themselves.
The first thing I would have done when they got it I would have tightened all them fucking bolts.
You would think
run that bitch down.
You would think that'd be the first fucking thing.
Hey, you know the steering's kind of loose?
You may want to check that out, guys. No. This bolt's loose. What do you think we should do? Yeah, man, it's fine.
The Swiss don't do anything. The Swiss don't carry on.
The Swiss don't carry.
In fact, if they met a pretty lady, they would dry.
Try to push it down some ice. That's right.
Hey, thanks, let God. Shut up, Sanka.
I can imagine an alternate take where the blade comes off and it cuts somebody in the face. And then it would just
Final Destination.
Final Destination kind of shit.
Ooh, dude, I'm telling you what. Hey, Final Destination people. Do an Olympics Final Destination.
Ooh. Like with skates and shit.
Holy shit.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You did roller coasters, which we lived in Ohio last year.
Yeah.
So going ahead and I'm not getting on that.
We won't get on that again.
do a Final Destination at the Olympics, dude. How fucked up would that be?
That's awesome.
Or like a premonition thing, like before they go, they see what's gonna happen. That's kind of what the
Final Destination was. Yeah, it's a little bit.
Wasn't like one of them was safe, but they could see everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first thing I go to is skates. Imagine what people get in their fucking. I've seen a clip where a dude got his throat cut, like a goalie got his throat cut by a skate, blood just squirting on the ice. It's fucking horrible.
You know what I was watching the other day, dude? Sarah was kind of upset that I was watching it. I was watching animals getting hit by trains.
Oh my God, why?
Because it's interesting. You never think about it, but like, dude, there was one. Like, I don't want to watch dogs and shit, but there's one where it's just a bunch of deer. Running straight with the train on the tracks.
They probably turns into fucking goo.
You don't see from the outside. You're seeing from the
conductor's point of view.
Yeah. So all you hear, all you see is they disappear, and you hear, like it sounds like
there ain't no stopping a fucking train. Man.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like it happens.
It's not gonna happen. Yeah.
Honestly, I find that shit kind of interesting. That's like trains hitting shit.
Trains hitting cars with people in it.
Yeah.
That's always a good time. No, I never watched
that. Oh. But,
I remember an episode of Rescue 911. Remember that show?
Yeah.
There was
with William Shatner.
Yeah, yeah. For some reason, this always stuck out in my mind. It was an episode where a couple got hit by a train. Of course, I think it's obviously reenacted, but there's...
Yeah, they're there.
They're actually there. But there's one, like, the guy, the husband, sticking out of the passenger, and he's just like, oh!
Going down the tracks.
Going down the tracks. He's like, oh! I don't know why that makes me laugh. It's not funny, obviously, because they got hurt, but it's like the reenactments were so hokey. He's just like sticking out like,
gah! Dude, the sheer amount of weight on them fucking cars is amazing. I was looking them up the other day, and I want to say 67 tons.
On just one car?
Loaded car.
Of what's it loaded? What's it loaded with, though? Just coal just depends. Or just whatever? Says
fully loaded car, 67. And how much does a train...
And it's crazy how track foremans, man, they're like... Their jobs are so important. My grandfather and my father-in-law were both track foremans. And their jobs, man, are no joke because... They got to make sure that track is good because it's fucked.
Normal, okay, depending on the number of cars in the train and the load, you can expect to pay a normal train weight of between 3,000 and 18,000 tons.
Damn.
18,000. Dude, that's 36,000 pounds.
That's insane. Imagine just that hitting you at 60 miles an hour.
Typically, locally made trains can weigh anywhere between 1,500 and 6,000 tons or less. Depending on whether they're just used to transport people or to carry just a few tons. But that's how much does a train locomotive, how much does a train engine weigh?
Yeah.
Just by itself.
Yeah.
220 tons. Just the engine, dude.
Oh my God,
man. Dude, so, yeah, like I was talking to I know we kind of got off subject again.
That's okay because bobsleds are on track, so there you go.
They can cut your shit off. They only weigh 400 pounds, but...
I don't know, man. When they lifted it at the end, that looked fucking heavy, though, so...
It's like a casket.
Yeah. That's
what it reminded me of, honestly.
It did.
Pallbearers to their own
feet. You know, they actually used real footage in the movie of their run. Like, every time they would cut to a TV, they're in Jamaica, they're watching, all that footage that they were watching on the TV was the actual footage from their run.
From the real one,
from the Olympics. Yeah.
No shit.
Yep, that was the actual NBC coverage of that.
Yep. That's awesome, dude. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
A little sneaky peek there.
A little Easter egg. And we just got off Easter, so there you go, everybody. A
little low-hanging fruit.
I love fruit.
I love that song.
What's that?
Tenacious D's low-hanging fruit. Low-hanging fruit. Sneaky pursuit.
Jables. Little drinky there, Baja Blast.
Fuck yeah.
Yuck.
Well, I was going to get some mango tea, but that shit was out.
I don't even like that Baja Blast shit either.
Oh, Baja Blast.
So gross.
Dude, did you get any sauce on your Taco Bell today?
No.
You didn't get any Diablo? I figured you were because you're getting into spicy shit.
No, I usually don't.
Oh, dude, I put some Diablo on shit.
I guess I should start. I don't know, because I have had an affinity for spicy food lately.
I think he's pregnant.
I am pregnant.
My fucking
he's going to be a psycho player. He is. I say that to everybody who says, they're pregnant. Then I go up and rub their belly. Like, he's going to be a psycho player. Then I get slapped in the face. I don't know. That's not what happens in the movie in Billy Madison. So
weird. No, it shouldn't have been. No, but.
Women don't like their bellies being rubbed. Oh, dude.
Speaking of which. You know, remember how we were talking about Eric and another 80s movie we're definitely going to have to do, Adventures in Babysitting. I watched that today.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Never seen Adventures in Babysitting with Elizabeth Shue?
No,
never seen the girl from Karate Kid?
Yeah, I know who Elizabeth Shue is.
Yeah, her. Okay, you remember Kenny and Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead?
Yes.
He's in it.
Okay.
And then Eric from fucking Billy Madison.
Okay.
He's young.
Okay.
It's before Revenge of the Nerds 2.
Okay.
So really young. Dude, Adventures in Babysitting is 80s all fucking day.
I'll have to.
And it's on Disney Plus.
Is that on Disney Plus too?
Oh, it's a classic, bro. Kind of reminds me of The Sitter with Jonah Hill.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it's Elizabeth Shue is his babysitter, and she's got to take these kids with her to go pick up her friend that's a fucking idiot. And then it's an adventure. Like, they get in trouble. But yeah, dude, it's a good fucking movie, man.
Sweet. I'll have to check that out.
Fuck yeah.
But with that said, we're going to take a little break.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We're going to make some potties and maybe get some food. And
Eat your wife's muffin again.
Stop eating my wife's muffin. But yeah, we'll be right back.
I'll just unwrap it. You can eat it.
Okay. I don't know what context, but okay.
Whatever, man. Okay, I'm hungry or whatever.
So we'll be right back, and we'll be back on the other end of this.
Sounds good, man. Time to sink some corn. Not the ones in my shit. Something on my sheets.
Ew.
It splatted in cream on the crease. Every time I decide to change the sheets, someone does something like this and grapes on me. I've gotta always be messing with me. It's still in long and it's all green. Can I fucking get out of this stuff? Pooping in my bed is enough, enough. Sometimes I cannot take this place. Someone shitting all over the place. I think it almost touched my face. looks like something from outer space. Someone fucking shit in bed. It is brown, green, and a little red.
Oh my god.
Smells like Dookie from Kitty's bed. I don't like to shit in my bed. Feeling like some shit on my sheets. The problem is it didn't come from me.
Not you.
How many times do I have to yell?
Many as it takes.
This fucking shit is starting to smell. To smell. Smells like something from a sick old woman. I don't know what dirty vermin. Someone left a duke in my bed. They need punched in the back of the head. Someone took a shit in here. It smells like dirty food and beer. Why must you not use the bathroom? You dropped the dirty part of doom. Boom.
Boom, bop, doom, dum, the smeller. Poo, dat, the boom in the bathroom. Poo, dat, the boom in the bathroom. Poo, dat, the poo in the cells.
Toilet,
poo,
man.
Dat, the poo in the splatters. Poo, dat, the man. Poo in the bathroom. Poo, dat, the poo in the smeller.
Poo, dat,
the poo in the bathroom. Poo, dat, the poo in the bathroom. Poo, dat, the poo in the smellers. Poo, dat, the poo, I gotta go. Oh my god.
Oh, so fine. That thing on back, and don't let it go out your crack. And if you shit on my shit, I'm gonna get really fucking pissed. I'm pissed. Now you poo pooed it in my fucking bed, you did. Now I'm gonna fucking hit you in the face with my fucking kids. You did something in my bed. It's brown and green with a hint of red.
You
definitely did some, laid some bread. Now I'm gonna punch you in the head. In the head. Smells like it's dead. Some weight you shed. Welcome back to Back in the Day with John and Jay.
With some more of that great 80s and 90s content.
All right, everybody, welcome back.
Hey, good to see ya.
Yeah, well, you know, we and John tag teamed that muffin.
Yes, it was very delightful.
No,
we didn't have any muffins, actually.
I was eating taco earlier.
So was I. I had a burrito from Taco Bell. I get the bean and rice and cheese burrito, but I add chicken to it. So it's not bad. It's the dollar one, but I add chicken. It makes it like $2. But it's really good. I like it.
I had the beef chalupa meal. Okay. And I get a soft taco with that and then two extra soft tacos. Because, dude, soft tacos, they're so good.
Soft tacos, you're right. Yeah.
So I had Diablo sauce.
Ooh, and a piece of topical information for everybody. At the time of this recording, I just saw yesterday that the Mexican pizza's coming back.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
I didn't really care for it, but everyone my wife loves them, so.
You know what? Cool. I want an apple caramel empanada.
Ooh.
Remember them fuckers?
Yeah, dude, those were great.
Dude, I haven't had one in forever.
Oh, man, now I want one. We're going to make one. But there was a part of Cool Runnings, though, because if you didn't know, that's what the movie we're talking about this week. But
it's how they're trying to raise money to.
They tried to raise money.
Some people say, you know, they can't believe Jamaica, we have about plenty. No people say, you know, they can't believe Jamaica, we have a
I'll pay a dollar to shut up.
Hi.
We have the one to reach and the one to jump. I'll pay you a dollar to shut up.
Rude ass Jamaicans, man.
Yeah, they are rude. You know, I would have like, you know, I'm gonna take your dollar. I'm gonna take it. How did the singing at the street go, Jamaica or Saka? How'd it go?
It went like this.
Probably at the end here.
It is right.
Oh, yeah.
$9.52 from you, Brenner.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, because you got
$184 from Doris and me. Saka, how did your singing on the street go?
There it is.
How did it go?
Went like this.
It went like this. Enough people say, you know, they can't believe. Saka, Jamaica, we have a bobsled team. Saka. We have the one there is.
How much?
$1.50.
I mean, $1.16.
That's great. Which is probably only like 75 cents American, if you think about it, though. I don't know what the exchange rate is between a Jamaican.
I think it's actually the same.
Is it the same between?
Like it is.
Is it? Oh, no kidding.
Let me look.
Say, look up the exchange rate between the Jamaican dollar and the American dollar. I mean, this was the Dominican Republic. I don't know.
The Jamaican dollar has been the currency of Jamaica since 1969.
Right.
It is often abbreviated to J money.
J money.
J dollar sign. The J is serving to distinguish it from dollar denominated currencies.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see how much is $1 in US Jamaican? $1 is $156.18695 JMD.
What?
Dollar. So $1
is 156 Jamaican dollars?
156 Jamaican
dollars. I was way off. Oh my God, we'd be rich.
No shit. You gotta love that exchange rate.
Love that exchange rate.
A nickel, I built my own hotel.
I built my own hotel. I quit. So what are we supposed to do in East Germany? Which will come full circle.
It's only like 85 cents. Gotta love that exchange rate.
Miami Vice, number one new show. You American?
Stop. Hematite.
Stop. Hematite. East Germany looked like a cesspool, man.
It was Berlin.
No.
Bratislava.
Bratislava. No Berlin. I'll never go to Berlin.
Bratislava.
That's a good one.
Bratislava.
Movie.
What are we going to do?
Guys, we're in East Germany. Come on, Jamaica, say something. No problem, man.
Yeah, dude, we were quoting Eurotrip right there for a second.
Such like a good, I said, it just really everything movie. Comes full circle because, you know, the asshole was from East Germany, I believe. So there you go.
Plus the currency, we were talking about exchange rates.
Yeah, exchange rates, man.
Holy shit, man.
I can't believe it's that much. It's almost like a peso. It's almost as bad.
Dude, okay, I remember, what was it like? God, man, when I was working in Tower, some fucking Singapore... No, Philippine bitch
okay.
was trying to talk to me, and she's like, hey,
there's
a dress I want, and it's $300. And I'm like, $300 pesos, because I think they use pesos or something over
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
That's like, what, 20 American dollars?
It's like 60 bucks, I yeah. think. I'm like, no, I'm not sending you no fucking money. No
you talk
money.
To this girl on the internet?
Yeah, she was showing me titties.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, dude. It was nice. Like, dude, she'd send me pussy shots, but she'd be sitting on a fucking broken wooden floor, dude.
Oh, no.
You know, I'm like, oh, man.
Did you
clean the fucking floor first, man?
I don't eat my
food off the floor.
At least mop it first. Come on, guys.
Put a little rice with that teriyaki.
Oh my God.
Because you're making a teriyaki right now.
Teriyaki? Nice.
I want a teriyummy.
Teriyummy.
She was really sweet, but
I could
you
go
know.
For some Chinese right now.
Dude, one thing. Them fucking girls over there, I don't know how the fuck I met her. I think she just started talking to me on Messenger or something. I was like, hey. Because I like to fuck with the bots, dude. Because the bots will come on and they'll be like, hey. I'm like, hey, you can tell it's a bot right off the rip. Hey, you ever thought about doing it? What are you doing right now? And I'm like,
I remember you telling me, wouldn't you say some fucked up shit to them, see
yeah.
what they say?
I'd be like, yeah, I'm over here sucking on my cat's nipples. me and my cat have a love yeah, relationship, awesome. But my other cats are getting jealous. Shit like that, dude. They'd be like, oh, yeah? Do you like sex? Sure do with my cats. Oh, do you want to have sex with me? No, I do not.
Not really.
No, because I'm too busy with my cats. Dude, I tell you what.
Speaking of that, kind of, not as bad, but, like, I have, I'm trying to sell a camera. I have, like, two cameras.
Saw that, dude.
And I'm just trying to sell one.
I almost commented on it, dude.
Really?
Rose was like, dude, how good does your dick look with this?
Oh, my God, I would have laughed my ass off.
Dude, I didn't want to fuck up your post.
Yeah, though. Yeah. But, dude, I've sold things on Facebook Marketplace, like, but I haven't done it in, like, 2 or 3 years. Yeah. I've been getting, like, a ton of scam messages. They're like, hey, is this still for sale? They don't message me through the post. They message me through Instagram. And they're like, hey, is this still available? And they, like, copy and paste my description with the price. And I'm like, yeah. They're like, will you ship this to New York? I'll give you $100 extra. Okay, that sounds good. No, bro.
Nope. Come pick it up, pussy.
Yeah, this is local only.
I'll meet you in Pennsylvania.
But, like, so I put that in my description after the fact. I'm like, well, maybe this will ward off any scammers. Nope. Got one more. Said, hey, would you ship this to New York City? I'm like, fuck me. You people suck, man. No, it's through Instagram. It's like, fuck, man. It's like, I never had this, but, like, man, it's just sure, gotten bad.
If you ship your wife's ass my way.
Yeah, well,
let me give her a smooth dick in and we'll talk price.
I'm all up for negotiation, so, you know, why don't you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Well, your wife can scratch my ass.
Scratch my butt.
Fucking stupid, but
it's just, yeah, it's just crazy.
Man.
It's like, come on, man, you're wasting my time.
It was the same trying to buy a car.
So it's like now any message I get through Instagram, it's getting blocked. And I've gotten like two more. And they go, hey, is this still available? Block. Automatic. I don't even say hi. I just go, block. Done. I don't. If you don't message me through the Facebook app, through the messenger, through the post, I assume you're a bot and you're trying to scam money from me. So I ain't that stupid. I'm smarter than the average bear, boo-boo.
Boob.
Boob, boob, boob.
But yeah, dude. Oh, no, dude. I'm trying to buy a car was the same way. Oh, really? When I was looking for a car, remember? Yeah. The fucking dude was like, oh, man, there's no fucking... It was like $5,000 for this fucking three-row seated, just a couple year old fucking, decent vehicles, Nissan or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you know, yeah, you know, fucking, here it is, you know, come pick it up, you know, come check it out, blah, blah, blah. Dude, it was all a bunch of bullshit. You'd be like, yeah, okay, how about tomorrow? Oh, nothing.
No.
Nothing. And then it's like, hey, send me... Here, I'll pay you, like, that one. If you would have said yeah, they'd have been like, hey, how much was the camera? How much was the camera? $250?
It's like $350.
$350. They'd be like, okay, I'll send you $1,000.
And then you ship back money back to me. Or,
yeah. Nope. Why would I do that?
Yeah, that's so
why
dumb.
Don't you just keep your fucking money?
Yeah.
Pay me what I need and be done.
I think they're trying to launder money through you.
That is what they're doing.
But you know, it could have been worse. You could be pushing John Candy in a Volkswagen. And, you know, that's how they train. That's how they're training. And
I like when they, 5'9" guys.
5'9". 5'9".
Get out of the way. Get out of the way. He's talking to the police.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing?
What did you do to the police cruiser? I should arrest you.
Who are you? With a Jamaican bobsled
team. I wasn't born yesterday. 5'9".
You guys are okay? Yeah, sled okay? Well, it's in the wrong spot. Get into the top of the hill. Come on.
Who are you? I'm their coach.
I'm their coach.
Dude, John Candy didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Dude. Like, if you were in his way, get the fuck out of the way. And then, you know what, dude? Like, I love the fact that, like, when the fucking Olympics tried to disqualify him, dude.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit. You know, it's like, come on.
Does the dude look like David Spade? You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
We got to worry about what's
I think that was more of a vendetta against the coach because he disgraced. He cheated.
Yeah, that's what he said. He goes,
yeah, it's like, why'd you just ban me? Don't ban these guys. They didn't do anything wrong.
They
earned
the right to wave their colors. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. John Candy goes, whatever you want to do, do it to me. Don't do it to them.
Yeah.
And that's awesome, man. You know,
the committee. They said, we're back in. Ah! What should we call it? How about Cholula?
Cholula sounds like a $5 hooker.
It's my mother's name.
It's my mother's name. What's a good name? Good
it's name. A really good name.
It's a good name.
Tallulah.
Tallulah. Tallulah sounds like a $5 hooker. These girls, fucking mama. His name on it. It's so funny, man.
And he's the reason why they're there.
Is the reason why. Yeah, Junior was the
Junior
man.
Junior sold his fucking car to get
there. And I had someone cover for me at Webster Cohen.
Whatever the fuck that's called.
Whatever. That's right. I'm going.
No, we're not.
It's not proper. Oh, guys, if it wasn't for me, we'd all be in the Olympics anyway. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Junior.
But you know what? He tripped, dude. He fell. But the only problem is he didn't fall in his own lane. He tripped and fell. And then, like, he looked like he spiders tried to grab other people.
You know what?
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, but if the Titanic's going down, you don't pull people's legs to get up. Fucking dipshit.
Oh, God.
Junior, bevel your butt cheeks.
I would have just stomped him in the face right after that race. It's like,
stop it, A-ball.
Stop it, A-ball.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to catch up on my reading.
What if I draw a line through your head so it looks like a butt?
I'm going to kick your butt right now. I don't know what you guys are fighting.
There's so many great one-liners.
Darius was going to beat both your butts anyway.
Yeah, Darius was going to beat both your butts anyway.
Dude,
so many great one-liners.
Don't touch it, A-ball. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to catch up on my reading.
Don't touch me. Okay, sorry. Sorry. You got Jack. Sorry. Got that Canadian accent.
John Candy.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Yes, Tumbleweed. Yes.
No, Tumbleweed.
No, Tumbleweed. Bad Tumbleweed.
Uh-huh. He's beating it with a pool stick.
Yeah. Guess what? Time. You don't have it. The Olympics are in 3 weeks or 3 months. And me. You don't have me.
As far as I'm concerned, the sport of bobsled doesn't even exist.
What do you have that poster on your wall?
Oh, is that what's bothering you?
That's what's bothering you?
Therese, stick. Radio.
Therese, radio.
Leave. Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Sanka was awesome, dude.
Oh, my God. I love it, man. It's so good.
Hey, Sanka, what you smoking? I'm not smoking. I'm breathing. He puts on all of his outfits plus the bag.
Yeah, he threw the bag on. That's such a great visual gag.
He's so good. It's like
I like the shot where they leave Jamaica and it's really tropical, and then it fades into this winter haven, this dystopian
like blizzard shit.
Blizzard winter dystopia, dude. I'm like, oh my god,
dude. How would you prepare for that?
Oh man, especially if you've never seen that.
That'd
before.
Be like us going to Jamaica. And
it would be because we would die, especially big dudes, man. We'd be like, oh, it's so hot. Why?
I just found out the other day. This is really weird.
Okay.
Because swimming is one of my favorite sports to do. And honestly, if I could do it every day, I had an indoor pool, I'd fucking do it. But swimming, you actually sweat while swimming. I never knew that.
Interesting.
Yeah. I always thought that you kept cool because of the water, so you never sweat. But they say that you still sweat while you're swimming.
I can see that.
It's crazy.
But you don't feel it, though.
Because it's just wet.
It's just, yeah. Huh.
It's kind of like pissing in your pants while you're in the pool. You don't feel that either. Everybody else around you does. Mm. Well, except for the warmth. That's kind of nice.
Oh, man.
You know, I like that. It's like Mother Nature just caressing the rest of my body. Dude, okay. Let me ask you this, dude. Okay. We're going to go really weird.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. But you're a dude, so this makes it easier to ask.
Oh, jeez.
If I ask a girl... Actually, they say the same thing.
Okay.
Do you ever fart and have a fart bubble through your balls?
Fart bubble through my balls?
Do you ever have that happen?
Where it kind of just like kind of just.
Boom. It's like it's coming to the surface.
Yeah, and it just hits you.
Yeah. Off your, dude.
Yeah.
How amazing is that?
Yeah. It just kisses.
I love it.
It's just like an O2 kiss to your nuts.
It is. Mm-hmm. You know what it is? Mm-hmm. It's like a little fingery caress
up
to the surface.
Yeah. Yep.
Reaching to the top.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The cream is right.
You know what I don't like? Doing a belly smacker off the high dive and smacking your nuts on the water.
Sucks.
Oh, that hurts.
But I actually asked Sarah about that, like about you know, the farting and yeah. You know, what? Because girls, they're going to have it too.
Yeah.
I guess it bubbles right through their pussy and
yeah,
shit.
Just has nowhere to go.
Just down through the Grand Canyon. Just like it coming out the other side. Just a little. You know, dude, it's you know what would be funny? It'd be fucking hilarious if it was drawn out like Ren and Stimpy style, dude.
Oh yeah, like the fart episode.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I always think of it going.
Wah, wah.
You feel lucky, punk.
Bad tumbleweed.
Bad tumbleweed. No tumbleweed. Nice segue.
Oh my god, dude.
I'm out of soda.
Oh, damn it. Your lips dry?
A little bit, little dry. Let me lick them.
Oh, dude, that's gross. That sounds awful in my headphones.
That was awesome, dude.
That sounds disgusting in my headphones.
That sounded like macaroni in a pot a little bit, bro.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the Vine. You ever watch those old Vine videos that predates TikTok?
No. Oh yeah.
I always find them so much funnier than TikTok.
I remember the twerk ones. They used to do the twerk that ass. And it's like a girl in a car, dude, and she's just sitting there, and then all of a sudden it's twerk, and she's bent over
right
inside them. Yeah. There's
always like,
I'm trying to find my berries.
And they're like, go away.
It is my berries.
Dude, fucking cracks me up, man. It just seems more focused. I don't know. I guess it's not focused.
I think it's before, like, it was where you could. Now there's
It's just trends.
TikToks.
It's just like a trend. You got to follow the trends.
I guess the dude at work, he's huge. Does shit on like Twitch and all that other shit.
Okay.
Dude, he made $250 this past month just in video, like doing live stream
like
videos.
Like streams and stuff?
Yeah, he did one the other day.
Man, we need to get in on that, man.
He did one the other day that did like millions of views.
That's awesome.
It was at the car wash, and you know where it says like vacuum?
Yeah.
Well, the VA was covered, so it said coom. And then he was recording it, and as he was recording it, fucking white shit sprayed all over the fucking
window, dude.
Dude, I need to watch this.
That's hilarious.
Get him more money, man. No, he's a good dude, man.
You know, I have a lot of funny ideas, but I just don't really know how to execute them. So, like on TikTok, so I'm just lazy. I'm just like, I don't want to go through the effort. Kids these days, they know how to.
I think
do
we
it.
Need to make another music video.
You should.
We could.
We could. Sure.
Yeah. Let's do it. Bring back DJ Sin. Or no, it was Jason.
Jason.
Not DJ Sin.
The original Jason.
Or Sugar Daddy.
Oh, man. For like our during the break segment, we're going to play some of the old rap stuff.
Oh, fuck. I say, I don't mind it, but.
Oh, yeah. Some of the stuff we probably can't play. So.
Oh, What I Say was so good, though.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was funny.
Everybody liked that song, man.
Yeah, I'm on.
You know what would be funny? Put on our own, like let's just say we come out with another like rap album.
Yeah.
Okay. Two of them. We have to have two of them. Okay. And then we do a rap show.
Okay.
We'll do it down at the East Green. Or whatever the fuck.
Oh yeah, yeah, there we go.
Do it at the East Green, or we'll do it at one of the bars or something.
Yeah.
Or the chandelier. Tom will let me do it.
Okay.
So do it at the chandelier. And it'll be Sugar Daddy opening up for Jason. So this is so I go out and rap as Sugar Daddy.
Yeah.
Go off stage.
And then come back.
Change clothes.
Change clothes and come back.
Come back, dude.
Wait, what the hell? We just heard
dude.
You.
Cheer. This one goes out to Tippin, Ohio.
Oh, my God. Yes. Fuck. So amazing.
Fuck the police.
No! Just kidding.
Dude, this shit's so classic. Because I show people the cover and they're like, oh, I gotta hear it. I'm like, no, you don't.
Yeah, like, no. It just for context, this is something we did like when we were like
20 years ago. Dude, I was 19. 19.
We were 19.
It was like, Sarah was so pissed.
So we did this in my parents' computer room in the like back porch
with shitty mics and
shitty
shit.
Dude, the mics were not. I don't know, man. The song's still kind of. I mean, like the quality of
dude,
it.
You did really good recording.
Yeah, the mixing is for having. Dude, I'm using the same thing I'm using today for recording podcasts. Fucking Audacity.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's the same exact program.
No shit, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, same
no
exact
looks familiar.
Thing. Yeah, same exact program and everything. Audacity is king. It's just a great fucking program for free, man. It's so powerful.
I like because there's the word ass in it.
Ass. Audacity. Ass.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Good. The one album cover, you're staring up at the lights.
Dude, we did two of them. We did two of them. Yeah, yeah, it was just me with my backwards Browns hat and my wrestling, was it my MWF shirt?
Oh, yeah, Millennium Wrestling Federation.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Holy shit, dude. So if you're in the Toledo area, you guys know, if you're in the like the late 90s, early 2000s, if you're in the wrestling.
Where'd you get your haircut, fag? Got it from your mom, dude, fag.
That's so good. Shit was awesome back then.
Oh, man. My God, man.
Amazing.
Didn't you go with me to the Avenged Sevenfold show?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you know how Doyle rules.
Oh, Doyle rules.
That's such an asshole, bro.
Dude, Jason was sitting there like, it was in between sets. And
yeah, they're fucking people, man.
And Jason's like, bring out Kenny Chesney. Let's go. Woo.
And people, it's a metal show, dude, man.
We're like a bunch of fucking kids, metal kids. And they turn around like, what the fuck? He's like, come on, man. I want to hear the good shit. Let's go. Trace Atkins. Let's go. Woo. And I'm just like, oh my God, you shut up. You're going to get us. People are going
to. Dude, it was so then there was this so big, good.
Tall. There was this big, tall fucking drink of water in front. Like, we're at the Newport, I think, in Columbus.
Yeah, we were by the railing.
We're at the Newport of Columbus, Ohio. We're
sitting on the goddamn rails.
And
we're on the rails.
And this fucking fat ass, tall fucking dude sitting on the rail, we can't see. And Jason's like, O'Doyle, sit your ass down.
Dude, fuck that shit.
Fuck,
man.
That guy.
You paid,
man,
just as much as, yeah, they did to see the fucking show.
Yeah, don't be an ass. If you go to a concert and there's like a pit area and then there's like an upper area with a rail, don't sit on the fucking rail like an asshole.
Dude, how legit was that fucking show?
That show was good. CKY was really,
dude,
good.
Dude, CKY was amazing. Avenged Sevenfold
was good.
The bat fucking symbols all over the walls and, yeah, shit. Remember that? Good. Dude, I'm telling you what, dude, you couldn't. I don't think we paid very much on a show. I think it was like $40.
Yeah, it was not that much.
It's amazing, good. Dude.
There was another band there, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was Bolts and Octane.
Is that what they were called?
It was called Bolts and
Octane. Were they good? I don't remember them. I don't remember.
My brother loved them.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay.
And then I went.
It was a good show, though.
Dude, I'm telling you what, man. If you ever go see another show, Oakley, man. Hands fucking down. They're getting huge now.
Yeah.
They're selling out shows.
I saw their tour again.
They are so good. Yeah. They're either coming to Cleveland or Columbus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dude, they're fucking phenomenal, dude. Godspeed, little doodle. Dude, their drums are so good.
Dude, I'm just having a bunch of dudes dressed as Ned Flanders.
Oh, dude, and then they run into each other, dude, and mosh on stage and shit.
That's awesome.
So good. The dude that fucking does the synthesizers, like leaning it towards you,
yeah,
pulling it back, doing a whole bunch of shit. And then him and the lead singer just smash each other, like smack into each other and hit each other and shit. We're done for. We're dilly-dilly done for.
Dilly-dilly.
Dude, it's so good. And then he's like fucking, what is it, White Wine Spritzer.
That's the song there. I think that's one of their best.
Godspeed, little doodle. Man, you ever heard that one?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Because I love that beginning part because it's like, and then it comes in, it's like, dude, so good, dude. Fucking Oakley Dokley, you rock, man. Then we saw Metalachi and fucking Max Sabbath.
Max Sabbath.
I've heard Max Sabbath, so good. Dude, I'm telling you what, dude. I think we paid like $15 a ticket.
Oh, really?
For those, yeah. It was general admission. Me and Steve were front row.
Those are the best shows.
They're fucking
those are
great,
the best shows, man.
It was the Moxstrosity tour.
See, I don't even.
We spent more for t-shirts.
Dude, I don't even go to like big arena concerts because I love going to like small time fucking concerts
what
like that.
What the fuck?
What?
Look at that shit floating around in there.
Is it ice?
No,
ice?
No, you see that little black thing in there?
Jason.
Watch us.
Jason thinks there's something in his drink.
Look, right down here. See it?
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, but
that's
I
a roofie. You've been roofied, man.
So, I hope so.
I hope so.
I'm just gonna let you know I'm gonna be outside with my pants down, butt up in the air when I pass out.
Well, before Jason does that, I think we're going to end this broadcast day.
Yeah.
But again, for those of you who've been listening, and I, you know, very much thank you so much for supporting us. And you can catch us everybody. If you're still here, you're awesome. If you're still here, you know, we're going to keep rocking it and we're going to keep going. And, you know, it's.
Dude, I got one.
Okay.
Say people, you know, we can't believe John and Jay have a podcast stream.
Yeah.
We got perfect. The one Brickner and the one Sugar.
I'll give you a dollar to shut up. But guess what? We're not going to shut up because every Monday at noon Eastern, that's when our shit drops.
Dropping us.
Backofthedaypodcast.com. You see here all of our archived episodes. And you can see us on all the major streaming services.
Amazon, Apple,
Spotify, Google. But nobody uses Google Podcasts, so I don't think we've gotten one listen from that service. But anyway, you know, like I said, like us on the socials. Back in the Day with John and Jay, that's the name. Know it, love it, and then we'll see you guys on the next run. So I'm John Brickner.
And I'm Jason Scherger.
Thank you guys for listening. Have a good one. Peace.
Hi, everybody. This is World Heavyweight Champion Rocky Balboa, telling you to go to shop.backofthedaypodcast.com. My face has been getting beat for over 30 years, but that doesn't mean you can't look good when you get your ass beat sometimes. So that's shop.backofthedaypodcast.com.
You're a bum, Rock!
Hey, Mick, what you gotta say that for? What about my prime, Mick? But you know, you can look your prime by going to shop.backofthedaypodcast.com and grabbing a new shirt. All right. Time for the show to start.